desert blue and silver in the still moonshine. Coyote yapping lazy on the hill. Sleepy winks of lightning down the far skyline. Time for milling cattle to be still. So now, lightning's far away. The coyote's nothing's creepy. Singing to his dearie. E-ya.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing the song Roundup Lullaby with lyrics by South Dakota's first poet laureate, Badger Clark. That performance is by the Badger Set Band, a group dedicated to keeping alive the work of the legendary cowboy poet. Peggy Douglas leads the Badger Set Band and has set several of Clark's poems to music, and the Badger Set Band perform an evening concert on the lawn of the historic Adams House in Deadwood tonight. And Peggy Douglas joins us on the line, and thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you. It's a great honor.
Well, when did you first read or hear Badger Clark's poetry?
Well, my sister Angela Estes took us on a tour of the Loop Trail there at the Badger Hole. Went on the 2007, I think, and then I was at my sister Mary Alice Larson's home in Chamberlain around that later, a couple years later, and I was reading Hiking the Black Hills Country as a book. And they had a poem there, part of a poem of Badger's, and the music just came out, and I had to find the rest of the poem so I could put the poem to music. And so I started from there, and then I put about four of his songs to music, and then I was volunteering at Custer State Park at the Badger Hole and started giving tours, and then I got the idea, well, maybe I could put a little show on and talk about his life and put some of his music perform some of his music.
Well, what was
that
it?
That was around 2007 or 8.
Yeah, and what was it about, particularly about those poems, and even Badger Clark's life that made you want to put together this show celebrating his legacy? Was it the subject matter of the poetry, or was it the character of Badger Clark? Because he was really quite an interesting guy.
Well, I think it's more the music, because I always wanted to take somebody else's words and put it to music, but his poetry is just so beautiful, and it just spoke to me, and I think it speaks to so many people because it's very simple, but it's directly to our hearts, and the music just jumps out at me, and I put 9 of his poems now to music, and it's very effortless. I feel like, you know, and he did that himself. He would play the guitar and as he wrote some of his poems and see if it had rhythm to it, and I don't know. I just the music is the main thing for me, and the poetry.
So,
and of course, his life is very exciting. I mean, it's just beautiful how he lived up there in the hills.
Yeah, you mentioned you referred to Badger Hole a couple of times. That was his home there in Custer State Park.
That's right. Yes, and it's open in the summer, and you know, people give tours. I still volunteer up there once a week on Thursdays, and they have wonderful docents up there that know a lot about Badger's life.
Now you mentioned reading his poetry and hearing that the music that you heard in reading his poetry. How did that how does that work? Is it just as you're putting together the music in these songs, setting them to Badger Clark's lyrics or his verse? Is it just, you said it's effortless, but I'm wondering, as you're reading it, do melodies come to mind?
Yeah, I know it sounds silly, but Lorena McKinnick is one of my favorite musicians. She's from Canada, and she's done that with Shakespeare and Tennyson, and I just really admired that. But this is just a thrill to me, because I write some of my own music, but I don't know. Even last night, I was looking through Sun and Saddle Leather and came across one of his poems about the medicine man. And it's just, the music is there, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well,
it's effortless.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of one of the songs that you put together with Badger Clark's poetry. This is Cottonwood Leaves. Let's hear a little bit of this.
Okay.
Thank you. bright sparks toward the stars. Moccasin feet and stamping hands, and the brandy shine from the lifted lands. Oh, the bright sparks toward the stars. Oh, the bright sparks toward the stars.
It's a little bit of the Badger Set Band performing music of based on the lyrics of the poems of Badger Clark. That was one of his poems. Cottonwood Leaves, the music put together by Peggy Douglas, who's the leader of the Badger Set Band, and the group is performing at the historic Adams House this evening in Deadwood, outside on the lawn there. And what does that? Maybe you can take us back to when you first read that poem, Cottonwood Leaves, and what it was like, and what you felt, and how that inspired you to create the music that you did.
Well, my husband and I were volunteering up at Outlaw Ranch near Custer. It's a Lutheran camp, and we had this nice little rustic room we stayed in, and it was in the evening, and I just was reading that, and I just don't know how to explain it, but it just came to me, and I start strumming on my guitar. I mean, the rhythm is already there. It's you don't have to change anything in the poems. I mean, it just all works, and then I would just record it a couple times, like whatever I had available, like my cell phone, and then just keep going over and over it. And it was like, it was very exciting to me. I liked it, and it was a keeper. So I don't know. It just happened in one night.
Yeah. Is that anything unusual about Badger Clark's poetry? Is that it is so easy to set to music, that there is that natural rhythm to it?
Well, I think that's the beauty, part of the beauty of his poetry. And other people have done it, and they've talked about putting his poetry to music, and it's a very exciting thing. Like Don Edwards, I've heard him talk about putting one of Badger's songs to poems to music, and I know Barry Hertz from he's a South Dakota boy from East River. He lives in Canada. He's done a whole CD of Badger Clark poems. It's a beautiful CD. It's called A Cowboy's Prayer. So, and a lot of people have done it. And like Emmylou Harris was the first person that I ever heard. She did a Spanish as a Loving Tongue decades ago, and she wrote that the author was traditional. And she and her husband apparently rearranged the words to make it more, putting on a 3-minute CD or song. And I didn't realize Badger Clark had written that song. So I don't know. And Bob Dylan's recorded Spanish as a Loving Tongue. And I think it continues to inspire people.
During his lifetime, do you know how well Badger Clark was known?
Well, he lived in Arizona for 4 years when he was in his 20s. And he published over 60 poems while he was there. And he became nationally known as a cowboy poet. And I don't know if he was the first cowboy poet, but his poetry was published, A Cowboy's Prayer, and many of his best-known poems were published at that time.
Well, his poems are so evocative of the life of a cowboy at that time. How much ranching or cowboying did Badger Clark do himself?
Well, his father, they homesteaded in Plankinton, but he was pretty young then. But I think he was pretty much a city boy, but he would go out to Wyoming sometimes with relatives during the summer. And I get a lot of my information from Jesse Sundstrom's book, Badger Clark, Cowboy Poet with Universal Appeal. But Badger was diagnosed with tuberculosis when he was about 23 years of age. So he went to Arizona Tombstone for about 4 years. And he lived out on a ranch, and he was pretty isolated. And that's where he learned about cowboying, a lot of that. And got to know a lot of cowboys, rangers, and he rode horses, and rounded up the cows just like all the other cowboys. He felt like he was at the end of that cowboy era, and he was very fortunate that he got to experience that.
It must have.
But then when he came back to South Dakota, he was, he didn't really, I don't think he cowboyed too much. He lived in hot springs and dead wood.
It sounds, though, that it stayed with him, though, that was still inspiration even after he left the ranching life.
That's right. And then he lived in Custer State Park for about 30 years, over 30 years, and he lived more in the woods and more like cutting wood and getting the daily supplies and giving speeches all over South Dakota. So it wasn't so much of a cowboy life then as more living in the woods.
Well, you think of Badger Clark, or you think of anybody that's living in the woods like that as something of a hermit, but that wasn't Badger Clark, was it? He was a very sociable guy.
That's right. He loved people, and people loved him. And he always, I think, had a lot of company up there at the Badger Hole. And people would drive him around, take him places, and he didn't have a car or a horse. But, you know, people just loved him and were willing to do things for him. And he'd go up to Legion Lake and had his best friends live there and took care of the lake and him.
It's interesting that more than 50 years after his death, that he still inspires that love in people, like you as well. When you're playing and performing his music with the Badger Set Band, is that part of what you're trying to do, is to instill that love of Badger Clark, his life and his poems all these years later?
That's right. And one of the things that's happened that's so amazing is that we go to these different places. Like we started out at the Tatanka Barn at Custer State Park, and I found that people knew Badger Clark. You know, that he came to their high school graduations, and he spoke to so many different places in South Dakota. And then we go to like a lot of museums, like Fort Meade Museum. We played there, and like last summer, this 93-year-old woman got up on the stage and recited the whole cowboy poem prayer. And, you know, any people that talk about Badger, they just start glowing that knew him. And we've been to nursing homes, and people are still around that remember him. And that was one thing that it's really, I don't know how to do all this recording of people's stories, but there's some great stories out there. And I just hope that people of South Dakota realize what a treasure that is, and somebody can get out there and record these great stories and these people and what Badger meant to them as young people.
Peggy Douglas leads the Badger Set Band, a group dedicated to preserving the legacy and the poetry of Badger Clark. And the Badger Set Band performs this evening on the side lawn of the historic Adams House in Deadwood that begins at 7 o'clock this evening. Peggy Douglas, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Okay, Carl, thank you so much.